Does getting a flavorful, balanced, and convenient dinner on the table night after night feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of the weekly meal planning so you can save time and actually have fun cooking and eating amazing meals. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing, customizable, and always delicious menu. Then let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple recipes that come together in around 30 minutes, have just 6 steps, and require minimal cleanup. But the best part? It costs less than $10 a meal. So if there's ever been a time to kick those 5 p.m. excuses, break out of your recipe rut, and take the first step towards unstoppable, it's now. Just go to HelloFresh.com/food to get $30 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/food for $30 off. HelloFresh.com/food.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Henley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mike Glennon is, I mean, is his confidence shot? My confidence would be shot if I lost a game the way I did and then came back and was basically handcuffed and begged not to lose a game.
Mully and Henley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
What? Yeah, you idiot, Goff. Mitchell Trubisky. Ha! We'll throw the ball 12 times to running backs, 2 times to tight ends, and once to a receiver. This'll win in the NFL. Yes, give me more of it.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Rosario lines a one hopper to short, second for one, throw to first, in time! And the Cubs' magic number is down to 1.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field for the first Big Ten home game of the season against number 4 Penn State. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Single game and family plans are on sale now at NUSports.com. Cubs and Cardinals again tonight in St. Louis. Cubs looking to wrap up the division as they send Jake Arrieta to the mound to face Carlos Martinez. Manager Joe Maddon says he's not sure if Javi Baez will be in the lineup after fouling a ball off his knee last night.
His knee pretty good. I don't know where he's at right now, so we have different contingencies set up for today regarding infield, but we'll wait when we get to the ballpark and see how he feels.
White Sox host Anaheim tonight at 7:10. Chris Volstead taking on Parker Bridwell. Looks like Dwayne Wade could soon be joining Derrick Rose in Cleveland, according to Adrian Wojnarowski. Bulls announced today they've re-signed Nico Miritich. And the Bears are back at Halas Hall today as they get ready to take on Green Bay on Thursday night. Safety Quinton Demps could need surgery on the arm he fractured on Sunday. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Mecum Auction Chicago, October 5th through 7th in Schaumburg. MullyandHanley.com is brought to you by local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno at 630-671-0600. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight at 640 when the Cubs take on the Cardinals on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Oh, baby!
Lynn Casper.
Time to celebrate!
Chicago Cubs play-by-play man.
Al Mora back. He is at the wall. He leaps. He caught it! He caught it, Al Mora! Just robbed Matt Adams of a game tie.
All the latest news and notes from the Cubs.
Here's Bryant. He is second in the NL and wins above replacement. And right on cue, he hobbles one to left. And it's gone! for Bryant, his 29th. And somebody set off some fireworks.
There's a Cubs spy in the firework department here.
Lynn Casper with Bernstein and Goff on 670
that
The Score.
Awesome. Way to go, St. Louis. Never stop being you. Lynn Casper is brought to you by Woodfield Nissan. It's time to save big with 30% off MSRP on select new Nissans and by locally crafted Two Brothers Artisan Brewing. Two Brothers wants you to follow your passion and drink theirs. Lynn Casper is on Twitter at Lynn Casper. He is on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. Yeah, that was a game with some moments in it last night. You had the fireworks going off, and then we had all the nacho happiness with Addison Russell. And, hey, why not make a thing out of it, right?
Yeah, it was, wow, that was bizarre. You know, first of all, the fact that Russell was okay was amazing. I mean, he went flying into the stands. And the food all over him, and then the fact that they didn't really clean it up, and then all the selfies are getting taken, and then Nacho Man ends up with two foul balls later in the game, and then there would seem to be a little difference of opinion, maybe, between the two, Nacho Man and his girlfriend Hannah, who seemed to be a little aggravated late in the game that he was getting all the attention. So it was a fun night, and then of course it was a laugher on the field, and you just kind of feel like the Cubs have said, okay, let's wrap this thing up and start to look ahead to the division series against the Nationals.
My favorite thing, though, is that John Lester afterward, Lester tried to globalize it regarding the selfies with Nacho Man, and he says, well, that shows you where society is today. Like, what? Come on, dude. Why does he have to be weird?
Well, that, you know, he's allowed to have his opinions about it, and I don't necessarily agree with him. I mean, it's the fact that I mean, he's signing autographs. I mean, how do people in the park even know that he's being shown on television? I mean, I think that says something about how we view sporting events, that you can be a fan at the game, and because they put you on the scoreboard and because you follow Twitter while you're there, you get an idea that there's a famous person all of a sudden that just kind of popped up out of nowhere in the ballpark. It was a bizarre scene, to say the least.
How would you characterize this season for the Cubs shortstop? With all the ups and downs, of course, the stuff with the domestic issue off the field, and he gets hurt and he comes back, and then you see his bat immediately when he comes back. This season for Addison Russell, if you could put it in a capsule.
Well, you know, just to speak on it from a baseball perspective, you know, it's not the year offensively he wanted to have, certainly. Defensively, some of the other numbers that we look at look better than maybe he has looked to our eyes with some bad throws. But he's an elite defensive shortstop, and I think Russell at short, Baez at second, really works. You could probably flip-flop them and still feel very, very good about what you have defensively, but for now it's going to stay the way it is. And while Baez has had a breakout year, you know, it has been a tough year for Addison, and then you have the DL stint, and I think he's looked really good since he's come back. And I kind of look at Russell similarly to Jason Hayward in that when those two guys are contributing offensively, this lineup is as good as any in the National League. Only the Nationals have outscored them in terms of runs per game, and I think on paper you look at the Nationals lineup and it looks deeper, but this Cub lineup looks as good as that one to me if guys like Russell and Hayward and Schwarber and Happ are doing their thing.
I've got a weird idea here, and this is not really practical. It's just an observation, and I'm not really trying to make anything of it. But when Jake Arrieta came back from his time off and said he just, in general, felt better, felt stronger, John Lackey went on the DL with the foot problem and came back and just was healthier. Addison Russell was down for a long time and has come back and just seems like he's been rebooted. Is there something to be said for a team with depth and maybe a little bit of room to work planning rest for players in a way that it could be some outside-the-box thinking? Because they all say the same things. It just so happened this might have been a blessing in disguise. Well, when will a team say, you know what, we're going to plan to give you 2 weeks off at some point?
Yeah, you know, it's a great question. I'd have a hard time believing you take a healthy player and sit him for 2 weeks, especially a real important piece of your ball club. And, you know, whatever you would call it at the time, I mean, you know, there are
talks all around about phantom DL stints, and I don't think the Cubs have had those. But with the 10-day DL now, you know, starting pitcher can miss one start, basically, by going on the DL. The tricky part of doing that, and the Dodgers did it a lot early in the season, is kind of later on, and that is when you're trying to, as an agent, sell your player on a new team, and they look and go, well, yeah, well, he's had four DL stints in the last 2 years. And then you've got to go, well, it wasn't really a DL stint, whatever you called it. But I do agree that it has been a blessing for Ben Zobrist, for Hayward even, who's been on the DL twice. You mentioned Russell. There are a lot of guys who've come back and have, I think, benefited from having a little bit of time off. And I think we're at the point, do we not all agree that the World Series hangover was a thing? I mean, the Indians and the Cubs had the two best records in baseball since the All-Star break, and both teams played way below their expectations in the first half. I kind of fought the idea, and I thought, you know, if the Cubs struggle, the narrative is just going to immediately go to that place. But I can't really deny the fact that there's something to that, that the fatigue and the short offseason had to have some impact on the way this team started.
Seems like they'll clinch the division either tonight or tomorrow, and then you start to think about playoffs game one. Who would you feel most comfortable giving the ball to?
Man, I'll tell you guys, I don't know if I have a specific answer at this point. Because you could make a case for several guys based on different factors. If you go based on previous playoff experience, John Lester always seems to rise to the top. If you go based on stuff and domination, you go to Jake Arrieta, assuming he's really good tonight, and then his last start Sunday. You could go to the consistency level this season in the second half, and that would be Kyle Hendricks. And Jose Quintana has been absolutely lights out here the last few starts. And the morning guys brought up the idea of Quintana maybe pitching on the road versus making his first start at Wrigley Field. And I do think all those factors play into it. I don't think there's a bad choice right now, and that's good news. But I do think that it'll be a difficult choice to try to figure out who gets the first two starts.
I saw a quote from Chris Archer regarding whether or not he would join the current protest movement across professional athletics regarding racial injustices in policing, et cetera. And he essentially said, I would, but I don't feel I can. This, our clubhouse is not the climate. It seems like where the NBA is out there, from the commissioner on down, the NBA says, hey, do what you got to do. We have important voices. We need to be heard. This matters more than sports. And the commissioner is riding in the LGBT pride parade on an NBA float. And you have Popovich and Van Gundy and Kerr sounding like statesmen. You know, the NFL grudgingly halfway trying to come along. And baseball is very quiet, with the exception of one player on the Oakland A's. Even Joe Maddon was tiptoeing through a minefield today, it seemed, and trying to answer the questions on Spiegel and Parkins. What is it about baseball culture that has them still a little behind the times, it seems?
Yeah, but it's a great question. I don't know the answer. I would say that I'm a little surprised that after Bruce Maxwell did it, that some more players haven't done it. And we were definitely watching on Sunday afternoon in Milwaukee to see what it would look like on the field. I can say this, you know, there are a few teams, and the Cardinals are one of those, where Mike Matheny has specific rules about what guys need to do for the anthem, and they need to be standing out on the field. He has exceptions for, I believe, the starting nine, but everybody else, you get fined, I guess, if you're not out on the field.
Ozzie did that too. Ozzie said, yeah. Ozzie Guillen was a top step guy as well.
Yeah, and the Cubs don't, and not a lot of teams have specific rules about it. So, you know, I can't really answer that. I don't know why more guys haven't done it, but I do think that Chris Archer does have a point in that if it's only one or two guys, you know, that's a big step for them to make. And I think until they feel like they've got more support in terms of teammates who are going to do it together, like you saw on Sunday in the NFL, it's probably going to look like it has here the last week.
So this is Occam's razor, but it's just a function. There's not enough black guys in baseball. I mean, whether or not you're talking about in the dugouts or involved in many levels of the game, this hasn't yet affected baseball.
Yeah, and I could be totally off base on this, but I also think the timing of this might play into it. You know, you have teams that have played 150 games, teams trying to make the playoffs. They've got a lot of things to think about right now. You know, football, they have time off during the week. The NBA season hasn't started yet. So it also could just be a timing issue where there's just so much else going on that guys don't want to think about anything other than baseball.
I just think it's a matter of them. Baseball just doesn't hit home in baseball. It's not sure. It's not at their doorstep in the way that it might be in other leagues. It's going to take a lot more courage for somebody like Chris Archer to do it than it would in an NBA locker room.
Yeah. I mean, and Adam Jones has talked about, you know, the things that aren't allowable in baseball clubhouses or the things that he doesn't get into. And then everybody had his back after the Boston situation. So I don't know. I feel. I'd like to think that the atmospheres are a little bit more understanding than people let on. And a lot of people are texting right now saying it's a wider sport, obviously. But, you know, I'd like to think that some of the young white dudes who I enjoy watching play baseball, like Bryce Harper, like Josh Donaldson, who are of the culture and of the swagginess that people think are acceptable levels, whatever you want to call it. I'd like to think that those dudes, you know, can't be put under that umbrella just because they're white as well.
Well, and we're getting near the postseason. So, you know, if guys decide to do it on the bigger stage, it might have more of an impact then. We'll have to wait and see. And I would also, you know, not want to speak for the entire Cubs organization. Mm-hmm. I saw Theo's quote the other day, and I know Joe well. I do think it's a very open organization and one that does allow its employees to have an opinion. And, you know, if guys feel compelled to do it, you know, I do think Theo and Joe would have their back. And I think that's been pretty apparent from everything I've heard from them over the past few days.
Left field, center field, second base. Those feel like the positions when I'm watching Cubs baseball. They're like, all right, who's going to be in these positions today? And we've seen what John Jay has done in front of Chris Bryant over the last 10 games. You guys highlighted that at the beginning of last night's game. How do you think it's going to play out? I know matchups matter. I know which pitchers in there in terms of ground balls matter as well. But in a perfect world with, you know, your one and two guys going, who do you think is going to see the bulk of the time in those three positions?
Well, number one, Baez finishes the game at second. And so, you know, if he doesn't start, which I think he will most of the time, I think, you know, you're going to have Baez second, Russell short. Center and left, I think, are the two spots. And I would say also right field against a tough lefty would also open up a position to start a game, whereas Hayward would finish the game in right. I think Almora finishes a lot of games in center. But then you've got Schwarber, Zobrist, Happ trying to find time and spots for them to get in the lineup. So, yeah, it's musical chairs, and I think all those factors you mentioned will play into it. And then John Jay. John Jay has just pretty much said, I'm going to play every day because I get two hits at the top of the order. So you've got a lot of guys who are deserving of time, and you don't have as many positions as you do good candidates. I think Joe is very well equipped to figure all of this out. But I guess I would say, for me, all else equal right now, Jay is probably going to be in there to start the game in center, Hayward in right, Baez at second, and then the decision is really Zobrist, Happ, or Schwarber. Very tough decision, and it might come down to a coin flip.
We heard your play-by-play call of the Bryant home run, and immediately before that you mentioned that he had crept up to second in the National League in wins above replacement, just behind Anthony Rendon of the Nationals. Well, as we look at Fangraphs.com at the moment, Chris Bryant is, by wins above replacement, the most valuable player among position players in the National League. It's 6.8 wins above replacement. Who's the NL MVP?
I was asked this by a voter yesterday in the clubhouse, and my gut reaction without looking up any of the numbers was Stanton.
Yeah.
Just because the home run total is really going to pop out. You know, Joey Votto is arguably the best offensive player in the league right now. I think it's a very tough choice. Paul Goldschmidt, you know, for me, Bryant and Rizzo finish in the top 10 somewhere on my ballot, but I think it's a great year for MVP candidates. JD is really bullish on Rendon and thinks he's the most underrated player in the league. Whether that's the most valuable or not, I guess, is a question to ask him.
Charlie Blackman's going to get votes as well. I mean,
look, look what Nolan Arenado's doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Every year, though, Nolan Arenado's the dude who's going to end up with like 470 home runs. Like, oh, yeah, he was pretty good for so long.
There's an anti-Rocky thing, though, because of the ballpark in which they play. So I don't think those guys will win it. My initial reaction, I'll stick with it. I think Stanton right now would probably be the guy. Although, you know, he could be downgraded for the home run total because of all the home runs that are being hit. But if he gets to 60, I think it's going to be really hard to ignore it.
All right, if in fact the Cubs clinch tonight, are we at the point now where they're getting to be like the Braves of yore, when a clinch is almost ho-hum and just some business-like handshakes? Or do we know that this Cubs team looks for any opportunity to have some sort of wild party?
The second.
Okay.
They always look to celebrate. They always like to have a party. And I don't think that will ever change as long as Joe Maddon is the Cubs manager. And it may be long after he's gone because of the culture that has been built. This team celebrates wins. It's very important to Joe to build that culture that winning is a great thing and you should embrace it. And I think any sort of clinch, whether it's division series, pennant, World Series, they will celebrate as hard as any team in baseball. They're going to destroy that clubhouse tonight if it happens.
There you have it. And right in St. Louis, too.
I'm looking forward to seeing a neon banana hammock on some dude that I have no idea what his name is.
Exactly.
Apparently, it's John Jay, if Jake Arrieta is to be believed.
His Crocs and his neon Speedos.
He said that John Jay is the guy that has got what he calls a nice setup.
I'll rival Len Casper's body any day to John Jay's.
Wow. Okay.
Thanks, Len.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, you're welcome. You're so welcome. Len Casper brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com.
I saw the TSN dudes. I have no idea who these three gentlemen were, but they were behind a desk, and they were asked about I think it's more of a demonstration. I think Lawrence Holmes put it in succinct and terrific words last night on his show. It's more of a demonstration than it is a protest. But there were three guys on some TSN hockey show, and they were previewing things, and all three of them were like, no, I would not go to the White House. And I'm sitting there like, are these hockey dudes? And of course, my stereotypical, like, hockey dudes are going to say yes across the board. And so that hockey...
They're Canadians, though.
Hockey has taken that jump. Sidney Crosby said that he would go to the White House with his team. And then, of course, that's your choice. And you know, nobody's looking down on you for that. But these three hockey cats, these three hockey experts were sitting there, and each one across the board was like, nope, wouldn't go. This is ridiculous, da 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 da. And it's crazy because now the conversation, like I said, the co-opting of the struggle is being now brought to NFL players or NBA players or Major League Baseball players, athletes against Donald Trump, instead of the actual issue at hand, which is what Colin Kaepernick talked about in the beginning, which was police brutality and racial inequality and injustices against people of color. So
it wasn't just police brutality.
It's being co-opted against by everyone now.
I know. Now it's with Unity. That Sports Illustrated cover, shame on them.
It's kind of weird.
More than kind of weird.
The fact that Roger Goodell is on that cover with them linked up.
And who isn't? And who's missing?
Colin Kaepernick?
Yeah.
True.
Right?
Shad Khan is right there, hand in hand, while his million-and-a-half donation is going to everything that he says he doesn't stand for.
If you get the chance to read the Esquire piece regarding the politicization of sports, LeBron James, Greg Popovich, I did not know about what Mike Conley has been doing.
Oh yeah,
what a fascinating guy he is. Mike has
always been a deep thinker too. A guy who does it behind the scenes.
Yeah,
it's kind of like what Malcolm Jenkins has been about with the Eagles and the Saints before this.
What's been happening in some of the smaller NBA markets, not some of these major markets, these other towns where they don't have other major sports teams. Mm-hmm. I had no idea Mike Conley was as involved and aware and busy with important things, giving back to his community in the way that he is, and so so interesting about it. I mean, and one of these guys who wants to talk about it is has a real understanding of what his role can be based on his resources and his standing, and he feels compelled to help out people who need his help.
When I was at Sirius's NBA channel, it was one of the best, if not the best, interview that I got a chance to do. We sat with him for about 15, 16 minutes, and he just ran it down the line, all the things that need to be changed. And this is far before anything changed in our country politically, but it was just about the things that, you know, he sees on a day-to-day basis in Memphis. And, you know, him being from, you know, where he was from in Indiana and going to Ohio State, and his dad, what his dad imparted upon him and all those things. And you came away from it like, man, this is a grounded, adjusted, very well-read and thought-out and prepared and planned young man. And he's, what, 29 years old, you know, getting ready to be 30 years old. So there are a lot of people who, you know, people talk about the ungrateful athlete, and, you know, it's going to get to a point where people should stop expecting people who have, you know, sacrificed a lot of things in their life in terms of their time and physical well-being to be an engineered athlete. You're gonna have to stop expecting these people to apologize for their rewards or the things that they've earned over their lifetimes, and start listening to some of the words that they have to say, because they speak for people who don't have that chance. You know, like, for instance, you speak for a bunch of kids with Team One Step who don't have microphones. You know, when you ask for money for those kids to go to camp for a week, you know, there are a lot of people who don't have microphones, a lot of people who don't have pens, a lot of people who don't have podcasts, and that's why people are put in a position, you know, to whom much is given, much is asked. And that should be the model for anybody with these kinds of platforms.
We're going to have a conversation with Cubs Business Ops President Crane Kenny at 3 o'clock. College football with Adam Kramer at 4. Dr. David Ridpath on this Justice Department mass indictment in college basketball.
Burn it all down to the ground.
And then Hub Arkish on the Bears in the NFL at 5. Also, a whole lot more on the Bernstein and Goff Show. The Cubs lineup's got some weirdness in it, too. We'll get to that next.
Hi, this is Chicago baseball world champ Wilson Contreras, and I love driving in runs almost as much as I love driving my new Ford from Westfield Ford in Countryside. As a catcher, I know a great pitch when I see one. So when my friends at Westfield Ford showed me how much I could save on a new Ford, I was all in.
Westfield Ford in Countryside always has a great selection of brand new Ford vehicles in stock. Right now at Westfield Ford, lease a new 2017 Ford Focus for $179 per month for 36 months with 2019 Duet signing. First month's payment due at signing. Zero security deposit, taxes, and fees extra.
I played in the Ford Classic last year, so I can handle the pressure. But you'll never feel any pressure at Westfield Ford, where you always find straightforward people and straightforward pricing with no hassles. So join me, Wilson Contreras, on my other championship team, Westfield Ford, on the corner of Joliet and LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All offers plus tax, title, license, and dock fees. All Ford rebates and incentives apply. Must qualify. See dealer for details. Offer expires 10/2/17.
Drink ours.
Mully here from the Mully and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. Yes, it was a surprising win against Big Ben and the Steelers, but now they have the game plan. So which team will show up for the Packers, the nationally televised showdown? Well, we're covering it right up to game time. Keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Honda and your local Honda dealer. After watching last night's game, I have only one thing to say.
How about you, Cowboys? Yeah!
Of course, that's not what anybody was thinking in the first quarter, as Dallas was getting absolutely steamrolled. Just three offensive plays in the opening 15 minutes, and instead of, how about them, Cowboys, it was, who are these Cowboys? And then Dak Prescott happened. And then everything changed. Dak has certainly had better games from a statistical standpoint, but I'm not sure he's had many bigger football games. On the road, coming off a bad loss and risking the possibility of falling to 1-2 on the season, Dak came up huge. And so much for that rap that this guy is just a game manager. He was a game winner last night. He is a flat-out stud and a flat-out winner. And if you didn't know that before last night, you do now. I'm Jim Rome.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges. That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mike Glennon, no offense to him, but that accelerates Mitchell Trubisky. I mean, if you're actually going to run that game plan, then you'd be better off with Trubisky. You really should go to Trubisky. They had a game plan to stop Mike Glennon from beating them, and he still threw a pick, and he tried to throw a second pick.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
What? Yeah, you idiot, Goff and Mitchell Trubisky. Ha! We'll throw the ball 12 times to running backs, 2 times to tight ends, and once to a receiver. This'll win in the NFL. Yes, give me more of it.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Compete to represent the Bears in the Madden 2018 Chicago Bears Championship. For details, visit easports.com. Hello, I'm Zach Zaidman. Here's the latest from Halas Hall.
We're very aware that it's going to be hard to win NFL games throwing for just over 100 yards.
Bears offensive coordinator Dowell Loggins realizes the rare feat accomplished by his team last week against the Steelers. A win despite just 101 yards passing from Mike Glennon.
I think a lot of credit should go to Mike. I think if you eliminate his drop balls, he would have finished 19 of 22. And he did exactly what he needed to do to win that game.
The last time the Bears won a game with fewer than 101 yards passing, 2010, against John Fox's Panthers, when the Bears totaled just 29 passing yards with Todd Collins and Caleb Haney playing quarterback that day. This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears news every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard update.
It's 2:34 in the Northwestern Football Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field for the first Big Ten home game of the season against number 4 Penn State. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Single game and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. Cubs magic number is 1 heading into tonight's game in St. Louis. Jake Arrieta will take on Carlos Martinez. Javi Baez iffy to be in the starting lineup tonight after fouling a ball after his knee. Off his knee last night. White Sox will host Anaheim at 7:10. Chris Volstad takes on Parker Bridwell. Dwayne Wade could soon be joining Derrick Rose in Cleveland, according to Adrian Wojnarowski. Bulls announcing today they have re-signed Nico Mirotic. And the Bears were back at Halas Hall today as they get set to take on Green Bay on Thursday night. Safety Quinton Demps could need surgery on the arm he fractured on Sunday. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer takes stress out of caring for a sick child. Whether asleep or awake, a gentle forehead scan is all it takes. Get your Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer at local club warehouses or other fine retailers. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight at 6:40 when the Cubs take on the Cardinals right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
All right, Dan. I know you want to do something here.
I just want to mention the Cubs lineup.
All right, yeah. The funniness of the Cubs lineup. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is your potential clinching game, the 7:15 start at St. Louis. Ben Zobrist leads off. He's at second.
Chris, Benny!
Your favorite song.
Hey, you've been hitting the ball.
Hey, you blessed him with new baseball life. Chris Bryant is at third. Rizzo's at first. Contreras catching, batting fourth. Ian Happ is in center. Kyle Schwarber's in left. Hayward and right. Mike Freeman is your shortstop.
Oh, yeah. It was in number 38. He came up to the plate the other day. I was like, Mike Freeman? Like, who?
Made up.
What made up player? Right. Just from the St. Louis factory of made up guys like Tommy Pham and those
this
dudes.
This is the one where they like made up Bobby Scales.
Oh,
this
my
is.
God, Bobby Scales.
You ever that?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes it's just like you're some Crash Davis guy who's been.
Tony.
Toiling around in the minors.
Is it Tony Campanero or?
Tony Campana?
Campana, yes.
No. Mike Freeman.
Not the writer, Mike Freeman. This is
some tell me a better dude.
Guy. And yeah. Then Jake Arrieta's pitching. But think about that. Mike Freeman might have an opportunity with Javier Baez perhaps a little achy after fouling that ball off his knee.
Yeah,
that he might be able to be out there for a clinchy.
He went big flat, though. They hit that was yaha time for old Luke Weaver last night.
Like,
he was like, all right, I got fastball. I got changeup. Neither one of them are very good. I throw the ball very hard, though. He could throw the ball like 95. He touched 95 a couple of times.
Yeah, when the changeup's 93.
The old Jamie Navarro yeah. changeup. The variance of 3 or 4 miles an hour instead of the 6 or 7 or 8 that you would like. So that's the Cubs lineup. Dan, last night was just, I don't feel like this often. You know how I feel about service. I overtip because I appreciate people. And when I get good service, damn it, it's like good love making. All right? You appreciate that, and it's not as messy. So
Yeah, but you were watching Marcus Cooper instead of lovemaking. So
I was. Yeah, shout out.
I don't want to even hear that.
Shout out to priorities. But my lady, she was at the workout facility, and it was me and Jace. So I give Jace his 6 ounces of milk, and then I give him his squash chicken mix up thing and the baby bullet, get him ready to do that, and then I give him another couple ounces. He's out, right? I say to myself, I'm going to jump on one of these fancy, food delivery apps, right? I've used Uber Eats 4 times before this. The 4 times before this were for Cold Stone, were for Popeye's Chicken, and this place called Truro on 18th Street, a dessert spot, and this Italian place, which is really good. That was the first time I used it. Each time, no problem, just like Uber. They show up and say, hey, here's your food. You don't need a ride. You're hungry. I ordered a very simple order from Harold's Chicken, right? We're cutting meat down in the house, once a week now, twice a week at most. So I'm like, all right, this will be my meat day, so to speak.
Why are you cutting out meat?
Well, I mean, we got to do certain things, you know. Yeah, so I'm sitting there like, all right, they give you a time, by the way. Tanny, Shep, you know me. I'm a decent guy. I don't get too riled up over things that don't matter.
You made fun of me.
The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
You made fun of me when I said my night was ruined because the driver ate my cheeseburger. And they said, look, we're showing it as delivered.
This is different. This is different. It's different because it's me. This affects me.
It finally hits home.
Right. This affects me. They came from me.
Now you
I'm
care.
Now I'm going to kneel. So they tell me 7:29 for your arrival, your food. I'm like, oh, good money. By that time, I'll be halfway interested in the Monday Night Football game. Everything will be fine. She'll be home around 7:45. She'll be, the food won't be too cold. I get a call at 7:23 from a young man named Prince. Prince says, hey, bro, I got your food. I just have a delivery before yours.
If it's Prince Fielder, he ate it.
Nah, it was Prince Amukamara after a terrific game.
Yeah, but he was vegan, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. People are like, how you get so fat being vegan? It's like, you could still eat a lot of other things. That is true, though.
Soy protein.
There's a lot of things out there for you. So Prince dials me up. Yeah, call up. And he says to me, I got you, bro. Just let me know what the code is. I'm like, it's on the door. I'll buzz you up, player.
I thought there was some special Harold's Chicken code all you folks have.
It's not a community code. Okay. It's like a free promo code.
Right, like, wait, I don't have the code.
It's like, season the chicken. That means I'm not white. All right, so Prince hits me up, says, I got you. I think he said the person's name, who he was delivering to, by the way. He's like, right, some person named Valentino, whatever. I got you. 7:23, he calls me. 7:26, Dan.
Valentino, the Latin lover, needs his mild sauce.
I hate you.
I dare you to challenge Prince to a game of ball 1-on-1.
7:26, Dan, I get an email saying your order has been delivered. I'm looking around my house. There's no chicken smells.
Welcome to my world.
There's no fried chicken. There's no mild sauce. There's no salt and pepper. There's no extra thing on mild sauce. There's no Fanta, no Clearly Canadian, no nothing. No nothing.
So you got nothing.
You got nothing. So I go downstairs with the baby. I go downstairs and say, let me see if Prince is outside and can't get in. I stand up outside for 7-8 more minutes, and then I turn into...
We have a man screaming about chicken.
With a baby. He's got a baby.
He's wearing a taste mask. Over.
Right. He's got a baby, but he also might be, an assailant. So I stand downstairs for like 6 or 7 minutes, Dan, with my baby. My baby's full asleep right now. He's nodding off. He's just like a weeble wobble. And I'm
why is he a Stevie Wonder head?
And my baby also isn't blind. So I'm looking for this dude. He's nowhere to be found. I turn into my mom. I'm like, someone needs to hear about this. So I jump on the app. There's a get help section of the app.
Help me!
Right. They just send you to a psycho, a psychoanalyst. So I say, my order hasn't arrived. What is going on?
It's all pops and buzzes on this end.
Here's my order number. I give him my order number, Dan.
Yep.
Dan.
Yes.
Radio silence for 2 hours. So by this point.
This is great.
By this point.
You're eating. You're like, I got to make eggs.
By this point. Right? No. Shout out to Aurelio's. They sent the veggie pizza over. The tomato,
in an ambulance.
The tomato, spinach, right? And mushroom pizza. Yeah. It was beautiful. Got the deep dish cookie to go along with that because I was feeling super fat last night. So Prince apparently never came, ate my food. I got no problem with that, though. Hey, listen.
Just tell me.
If $38 is what you needed in your life of Harold's Chicken, knock yourself out. But the problem I have is with Uber Eats and Uber support, who ignored me until, ladies and gentlemen, I took it to Twitter. This is why we need to speak up when we have a platform. Because if I hadn't spoken up on Twitter,
hashtag take a knee.
Right, with my 36,000 plus followers, and I know that's not a lot for you famous people out there, but with my 36,000 plus followers and all the eating popcorn gifs that started to jump up, because Uber supports immediately refunded me my money,
yep.
Gave me $20 worth of credits, and I told them, it's cool. You're still going to get this work, though. So, Prince, I'm looking for you on site. You are catching the fade. If I even get introduced to anybody named Prince this autumn, this fall, whatever season.
You're going to give him the side eye?
You are. No. He is catching the fade. The IK and Impali punch to the mouth for my chicken after me having my baby
this
downstairs.
This is assault now.
That's fine. Okay. That's fine.
That's assault, brother.
There it is. My baby's got the bail money waiting for me. She's going to pick me up. But I promise you, there is nothing worse than feeling like someone just robbed me, not only of my money, but
your
of the joy,
your humanity,
the joy, or the of the food that was going to be in my belly.
Look, I had a similar problem where the other night I ordered Al's beef, and you know me, and I when I go,
make it rain.
I go hard,
yeah,
and everything is cool, and I put in my order, and I get a big beef dipped with hot peppers.
You're like Nicole.
I get a regular beef dipped with sweet peppers.
You want a soupy sandwich.
And I get, yep, and I do. I want the bread to almost cease to exist. And then I got the large fry. They got great fries. And they say, okay, that'll be whatever it is, $75.
Right. And that's way too much. Right?
I don't care. They could say whatever it is. I'm down. And then I wait. And I wait, 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 and I wait. And they're not far. They're right down at Western and Elston.
Mm-hmm.
Down there. So I call, and she was really nice. And the woman who was working there gave me, she said her name, and I called, and I said, it's not here. She goes, oh, she just went out. Just, you know, what? And I called, and she said, hey, I messed up. I said, well, what do you mean you messed up?
Right. You're waiting for the bad news.
And she said, I wrote your address down wrong. And I said, well, can you tell the driver?
And you blew it!
And she admitted
it. You blew it.
And she wrote north instead of west.
Ooh,
and he apparently went in like Kenosha or something. And it was all weird.
Dad had two Italian beef tickets.
And she said, we'll refund.
We'll send it out.
We'll refund everything. It's okay. And I said, all right, we're good. And she said, look, just to make sure, she said, the manager or owner's not here. Call back tomorrow morning and just let him know. And she said, I'll leave a note to tell him it was my mistake.
See, that's dope. Awesome.
They were super nice about it. And I called him.
Al's is the truth.
And I called the guy, and he's like, yeah, I feel bad about it. It happens sometimes. I said, I know. And I said, I don't want her to get in trouble. I want to make sure she was totally nice about it.
It happens.
And he's like, no, she's not getting in trouble. I said, all right, look, I want you to know you guys have great Italian beefs, and I am a loyal customer.
Al's at any time of the day.
I felt guilty at that. Like, I didn't want them to worry about losing me as a customer at that point.
You're still good. You're still going to get my money. I appreciate you.
That's where I was.
But Prince, when I see you, I'm busting your ass. It's as simple as that. Simple.
I think you're committing a crime.
That's fine.
This segment brought to you by the private bank, now CIBC. The private bank is now CIBC. Their name may have changed, but their commitment to your business is now stronger than ever. Visit CIBC.com/US member FDIC.
By the way, this from the 847, Jay, why didn't you just call Prince back and ask him where your damn food was? The number that I called back four different times was the Uber support number.
It wasn't Prince's number, so they got the shield up.
You can't just
contact anybody. So if anybody last night was hanging out with some bum named Prince and he was belching up nothing but Harold's Chicken Deliciousness, tell him when I see
him. You're turning everybody into detectives now.
Tell him when I see him, it's on site. On site. I'm snatching his chain. I'm mushing him. I'm kicking him in the ribs. Everything. He is getting the full on, like, it is a code red when I see this dude in the streets.
You're damn right I did.
Hey, man. It's a lot of things you could do, all right? You can slap a couple of my friends. Just don't mess with my chicken.
Crane Kenny is going to join us at the top of the hour. We'll talk Cubs business, what's going on with the playoffs, things you need to know as a Cubs fan as we draw closer to playoff time on The Score.
Thursday, join 670 The Score at the Foundry in Aurora for a live Bud Light broadcast with the Bernstein and Goff Show. The guys will be there from 1 to 5:30 p.m., so come by for some great food, Bud Light game day specials, and score prizes. Brought to you by Bud Light, famous.
Does getting a flavorful, balanced, and convenient dinner on the table night after night feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of the weekly meal planning so you can save time and actually have fun cooking and eating amazing meals. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing, customizable, and always delicious menu. Then let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple recipes that come together in around 30 minutes, have just 6 steps, and require minimal cleanup. But the best part? It costs less than $10 a meal. So if there's ever been a time to kick those 5 p.m. excuses, break out of your recipe rut, and take the first step towards unstoppable, it's now. Just go to HelloFresh.com/food to get $30 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/food for $30 off. HelloFresh.com/food.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges, that's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations, you're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mike Glennon is his confidence shot? My confidence would be shot if I lost a game the way I did and then came back and was basically handcuffed and begged not to lose a game.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Friday. Put your trust in MacGyver.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
One part genius.
I'm splitting the water molecule into oxygen and hydrogen.
How do you know all this?
I watch a lot of YouTube videos.
One part hero.
If anybody can figure this out on his own, it's Mac.
I have an idea.
100% unstoppable.
Can't stop me now.
When things go wrong, he's the only one I trust to figure things out.
I will get you home. That's a promise.
MacGyver, CBS Friday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Every evening on the CBS Evening News, real news.
ISIS is thought to have several thousand fighters in Mosul.
What I said is what I mean.
It is a great sign that we are ready to confront white supremacy.
What would you say to the folks in Washington who are talking about cutting back on Medicaid?
You're going to have the blood of a lot of innocent people on your hands.
It's this gusty wind and the extremely dry conditions that are driving this fast-moving wildfire.
Real news every evening on the CBS Evening News.
The verdict is in. Tuesday's new hit drama is Bull.
Here comes the fun part.
He's not a lawyer.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth effectively.
He's a jury consultant.
I change juries' minds for a living.
Critics say Michael Weatherly is charismatic.
I'm a big fan.
Witty and hilarious.
It's great to be me, isn't it?
It's a bullseye.
I'll see you in court. I'm looking forward to it.
Michael Weatherly is Bull. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS kicks off Thursday night football with the longest running rivalry in NFL history when Chicago collides with Green Bay. The Bears will be looking for revenge after the Packers kicked the last second field goal to win last year. But the cheeseheads and diehard fans at Lambeau will have something else in mind as Aaron Rodgers.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Does getting a flavorful, balanced, and convenient dinner on the table night after night feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of the weekly meal planning so you can save time and actually have fun cooking and eating amazing meals. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing, customizable, and always delicious menu. Then let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple recipes that come together in around 30 minutes, have just 6 steps, and require minimal cleanup. But the best part? It costs less than $10 a meal. So if there's ever been a time to kick those 5 p.m. excuses, break out of your recipe rut, and take the first step towards unstoppable, it's now. Just go to HelloFresh.com/food to get $30 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/food for $30 off. HelloFresh.com/food.
Fall, that comfortably cozy time of year. We love fall, minus all the yard work. Way too much raking. Why not rake in the cash instead at Pottawatomie? Thursdays, October 1st through November 16th, you could rake in your share of $75,000 in cash and FKC reward play. 10 winners every hour. With more big cash winners than ever, you'll fall for rake in the cash at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit haysbig.com/cash for details. Must be at least 21 years old and a Firekeepers Club member to participate.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mike Glennon is his confidence shot? My confidence would be shot if I lost a game the way I did and then came back and was basically handcuffed and begged not to lose a game.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop.